All right. We're going to play a game. It's called Who is the Dumbass? Actually, we play that every morning. Right. We always win, by the way.
We do.
But now we're going to ask you to participate in this.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Oh, kids, AJ's back.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Love you, too.
That's their way of saying they love you and miss you.
Boy, they love me a lot.
Happy to have you back.
Yay.
all right. So this is, this went super viral, by the way, and it turned into an online debate. This guy is in a restaurant, and there's a woman with a, I don't want to say baby, but a toddler that's like screaming this high pitch, soul penetrating scream, and the mother's not doing anything about it, right. Like picking up the child and walking outside like most normal. You could hear I've already taken a side. I don't want to take a side. I want to sound neutral.
Okay.
So he confronts her. Here's some audio.
So this gentleman here is telling me to tell my 8-month-old to stop screaming because he has sensitive ears. I know it's loud, but he's an adult. He can leave, and he chooses not to leave. He's choosing me to tell me to take my baby out because he has sensitive ears. She's a child, sir. It's not me. I didn't do anything.
You're causing this whole restaurant to have to hear our discussion. They don't want to eat that. They want to eat their food.
You came to me about my child, did you not? You can't remove yourself from this restaurant. No, you're disrespectful, you're entitled, and you're being privileged right now.
I'm not responsible for the way that men have probably mistreated you in the past.
Men? I'm a happily married woman. What are you talking about, baby? I'm 10 years next week. So no one has mistreated me. You've been disrespectful.
Oh,
you know, the guy was right.
Yeah,
the guy was right.
The noises went through you.
Which one are you talking about?
The kid.
Because he had
yeah.
It's soul piercing.
Felt like I was about to be eaten by a pterodactyl there.
That is, you know, it's an attack of one of your senses.
Yes.
That's right in there. So if somebody walked in and they smelt like diarrhea, you would ask them to leave.
You would.
You wouldn't say, hey, you're an adult, you can leave. No, you're the problem.
Exactly.
The problem leaves.
Get your stinky ass out of here.
Yeah. Her argument is really poor, too, because she's like, well, I can't do anything. He's like, no, you can. You brought her in.
You
can.
That is some scream, man. That is some scream.
No one's asking you to leave. No one's saying you can't be here, but like she's got to calm down. Like we're all in this space together.
I mean, doesn't the lock in your trunk work? Put the kid in there for a little bit.
Now I know you're feeling better.
You'll cool out.
Oh, that is. Can you imagine being on a plane with that? I would jump out the door. Emergency exit. Goodbye, cruel world. Chaz and AJ.
Hi, it's Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
So I feel like she should have tried to calm the baby down. Everybody in the restaurant shouldn't have to deal with that.
Yes.
But I don't think.
Oh, there's a but.
I know, but I do not think it was that gentleman's place because it just really antagonized her. What he should have done was go to the manager and ask the manager to come over to say that there's been some complaints.
Yeah.
Can you please do this?
Because that's good. That's good.
It really isn't his place to do that.
Phil, you were on the phone. Did you hear what she said?
No.
All right. She said, you know, the woman was at fault, but the guy should have done it differently. You go to the manager, have the manager go over and handle it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, we have to involve the manager every time. Like, we're two people in a restaurant. Like, I could just say to you, hey, do you mind, please?
Yeah.
If you want to pull out your phone and start an argument about it, that's your choice. But I'm coming to you as a person.
Yeah, and she started recording immediately.
Immediately, yeah.
No, I agree. I think the manager. I actually did that in a movie theater once.
Wait, what? All right, Michelle, thank you. Hold on. Let's take a couple calls, and then we'll get back to Ruth in a theater.
Karen, what?
Don't. No, you don't.
Blaze and Jay.
Yo, I think you should turn that kid's scream into a song and then put AJ in the box, bro.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what a shame that's not going to happen.
AJ's been through enough.
Yes.
Blazin' J thinks. Sorry, Blazin' J. I love that he's just back from, like, the cancer battle of his life. And day two, Blazin' J's like, you know what we need to do with AJ? We need to torture him.
We have to assault him sonically with kids' screams.
Yes, because all the hernia surgeries, the cancer, the toy drive where he looked like he was going to die sitting there. Right. Yep. Nothing. The chemo, the constant chemo, and then the taking of the stem cell, and then the blasting of the chemo, and then replanting the stem cell in the and then
eating hospital food for nine days,
hand through your hair, and your hair comes out.
Right,
not enough.
Nope.
Let's make this screaming a song and put it in a box.
Ooh,
with
you're
AJ.
Tired and lost your hair. Whatever. Get in the box.
Get in the box. Yeah, yeah. Cancer schmancer.
Blazin' J.
I love the tribe. Chris in North Haven.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks.
First thing I thought of when I heard that song, I heard the baby, was that song, Loving You.
Yep.
It's how the baby hit the same tone.
The high note. All right, we're asking you to call in your encounter with a horrible person, 203-882-9757. I'm looking at the lines, and I know there's way more, because we've all had them.
Yeah.
Terry in Milford.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I have to disagree with the guy, and unfortunately with you guys also.
Oh.
As a mother of three, I have gone to places, for instance, the supermarket, where my son was freaking out at a year and a half old, and I actually had a woman tell me to quiet my son down. I actually left the supermarket, left my groceries. As a mother raising three kids, how do you get things done? Mm. Now, there are things like, would I take my son into a fancy restaurant at that age? Of course not. Who's to say where these people were? Were they in a family restaurant?
Who's to say
the guy that's sitting there, is he swearing up a storm? I've been sitting in restaurants where, with my children, where I've actually asked to be moved because there's people that are talking next to me, and the vulgarity was awful. Absolutely
was
awful. So I have to put up with that, but yet, you can't put up with a child in a family restaurant that is yelling?
That was a soul-piercing scream.
It was.
I understand that. My son was screaming in the supermarket, go back, all because of something on the floor. And this woman actually stopped me and said, you got to quiet that child down. And I looked at her and I went, you know something? Yes, I do. But at times, you can't control a child that doesn't understand and is so set on what they're doing.
What are the ages of the kids? Or what were they?
My son at that time was a year and a half old.
So you had a year and a half, and what else?
Well, I have three children. I have, at the time, a year and a half, a two and a half, and a three and a half.
Wow. You were in diapers forever.
My middle son's adopted.
Oh, good for you.
But, you know what I'm saying? But there are certain places, yes, I wouldn't take my child to.
You make a good point shopping. Like, what am I supposed to do? Leave and then come back? It's like, I'm going to have to plow through here. I got three kids. Like, just, you're going to deal with it. Go to another aisle. I think in a restaurant, you're stuck next to the person.
And I'm at times stuck next to people and still to this day, stuck next to people that the language is coming out of their mouth. And my children are now 24, 25, and 26.
No, you make a good point.
You know what I mean? And the language that's coming out of them. And the
it doesn't even have to be the language. If they're the loud talkers, you know how you're in a restaurant and they're like all the way on the other side and you can't hear the person across the table from you because the person on the other end of the restaurant's talking so loud?
It, tickly. And what am I supposed to do? Get up and tell them, oh, excuse me, lower your voice?
AJ, where are you falling in on this call with Terry?
I would think a soundproof room for the kids is great.
You know, and again, you know, yes,
little rooms
should have
the kids
tried
in,
to calm the child
throw some
down,
toys in.
Yeah.
But sometimes children, depending on what the situation is, sometimes children, I mean, I don't know if you are a parent, but
yeah,
sometimes your children just are unruly. They just don't want to stop.
Or
and
children's
I'm supposed
time
to get up and
too.
Not finish my meal
yeah.
and leave.
All right, so you're on the side of the woman with the baby from hell.
I definitely am.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Terry, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I didn't know what to do there. How did I handle that?
It's not a bad idea.
Okay. Yeah,
every store and restaurant has like little safe rooms for the kids. They act up. You just kind of put them in there. Don't be heartless. Like put some toys and stuff to be amused. But this way, they're in there. They're nice and quiet. Everybody has their meal. Everybody's good. Kid comes out. Done.
It's an interesting concept.
It is.
Yeah.
I think it'd work.
Did you have, Ruth, an encounter at a movie theater with a woman with kids? Or what was it?
There was a woman with a toddler that was screaming. And this was during an evening showing. I think it was like a 9 o'clock showing of Beetlejuice, the new Beetlejuice movie that came out last year or earlier this year. And
what was worse, the kid or the movie? You should have applauded the kid for distracting you from the movie.
So, first of all, who takes a baby to a movie theater and an evening showing at that? They have like special showings that you mothers can bring their kids to that the kids can be allowed during the day. But an evening showing, and the kid didn't just start crying. It was nonstop. It was nonstop. And after about half an hour of it, I just got fed up and I walked out and I complained to the manager and they escorted the woman out and the child.
They escorted the woman out.
Yes. I have no regrets. Sorry. It's one thing if you're on a plane or if you're in a grocery store and
you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, you have to get something done. You just got to suck
up. If you're in a movie theater, this is entertainment. You could get up. You could take the baby out.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're the problem. You need to leave. Sorry.
Yep. You know, just drug the popcorn.
Ruth is kind to all living things unless you're little and human.
I love some babies.
Where are we going? Four?
Some babies.
Janine in Southington.
Hi. Good morning. Yo. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. I had to call because I'm an educator and a nanny.
Thank you.
And yes, and a mom and an auntie. So
wow.
Very proud of that. Yeah, but there's just so much to this. It's crazy. You know, parents, of course, can redirect. But also a lot of times, you know, they don't. And, you know, you can see it from both sides, really. It's intricate, you know?
It's intricate, but there are times where the parents should just pick the baby up and walk out.
Right. There's manners that are involved that you got to consider. And, you know, I come across, like,
let me throw a couple scenarios at you. Okay.
Sure, sure.
Wedding.
Yeah.
Baby starts crying during the ceremony.
Yeah, you got to take a walk.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, you got to.
Fancy restaurant, baby starts crying.
Yeah, no, not a good idea.
Got to take a walk.
Not a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah, got to take a walk.
Movie theater, horrible Beetlejuice movie playing. What do you do?
Not a good choice. Not a good choice. I just find, like, I have some younger parents now. I'm old school. So, you know, I'm also teaching them sometimes when they're having trouble with their kids, like what to do. And
oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's very interesting for me. But, you know, I help. I do the best I can. But there are a lot of times where people are stubborn, too. And they're just like, well, they're a baby or they're a toddler. No, there are tools
you got to do something.
If
your kids are like just constantly on scream, you have to teach them, hey.
Yeah, and sometimes they just want to hear their own voice. However, it's not always a good time.
No, we're not all having a good time listening to you.
No,
I got three words. Stun Gun Jr.
We're talking about horrible people. We're going back and forth about the baby screaming and We're stuck on that one. We haven't gotten to, like, bad drivers or, you know, just other encounters with horrible people, but let's keep it rolling. Abby and Derby.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hello.
So when I called in, it was basically to say that I love the soundproof idea, AJ. There's actually a church in Shelton that has a family room. So it's a good option. When the baby gets loud, you just slip right into the room.
It's funny. I've been in church before, and, like, it's, you know, you really want to hear the sermon. It's like, I need to replenish. I need to be a good person. And then you hear the baby cry and not move, and you're like, I want to freaking. And I'm like, wait.
You get tested.
Immediately.
It's like, oh, I see what you're doing.
The spawn of Satan's going off.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. You got me.
This is why they really work.
So it's a good alternative, right?
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Carla and Milford.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
AJ,
morning.
So glad you're back. I love you, sweetheart.
That's so nice.
Right here. So anyway, you know, St. Agnes Church has a crying room, and it is specifically called the crying room for that reason. And let me tell you something. When my son was growing up, we went to El Torero, Milford. My husband and I would take turns. When he got a little, you know, up, you know, and he's not doing well in the restaurant, we would take turns. He would take the baby out to the car. I would eat. He would come back. I would take the baby. I would eat.
Yes.
You work it out. You know, that's just, you know, with great parenting, you have to do that. And by the way, if I'm eating and my son's acting up like that, I'm not going to enjoy myself. So how on earth did she put up with her own screaming kid? Now, that's an entitlement right there.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, Nat.
That's a good point.
Right?
That is an excellent point.
Yeah.
I like the moms are chiming in. They have a perspective that, like, maybe a guy like me wouldn't have, you know. I like the idea of a crying room. We should create one here on the show. When one of us starts bitching, we play certain music, and it's like, okay, crying room time.
Nice.
Let's take a break. We need to stop and cry.
No, I think you're
we'll play the crying music. Ruth, we need that music in the back of the no-name doll.
Little Miss No Name.
Little Miss No Name. That'll be our crying room music.
She doesn't even have shoes.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Carla.
Well, listen. Oh, you're welcome. You all have a great day.
You too.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Is this it? We'll get a better version of it. Yeah, the violin is important. It has to have violin.
Makes me want to cry.
Oh, boy, I want to cry for Andrew right now. He's a dad of three.
Oh.
My parents were, three boys. It's challenging. Andrew in Oxford, how old are they?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Oldest 11, middle 5, and youngest 14 months.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Was the 14-month planned? Never mind. All right, so what are you calling in with?
So, I mean, I think the woman caller before me hit the nail on the head, right? You got to work it out, man. You got to know your kid, right? Like, if you're, like, on your way, you're like, man, kids are hungry. Like, read your kids. Like,
oh, that's good.
You know they're on the brink of having meltdowns. Like, why are you going to sit down and eat, right? Like, you know, can you make it home? Can you get something quick? Like, that woman was completely wrong. Completely wrong. And I totally agree with the woman before me that called in that said, listen, because me and my wife do the same thing, right? Like, even at home, if the young one's freaking out.
Switch off.
I'm like, I got him.
Yeah.
Yeah, switch off. You know, you got to, you know, and the way she reacted. And like the woman before me said, how can you even enjoy that? How can you even enjoy your meal, you know?
Yeah. So, can I tell you something? Like, sometimes as a parent, you'd rather be with your screaming child outside of the building than wherever you are. Sometimes it's like, thank you. Give me the bed. I'll take it. And you look heroic, but you're like, I want to get away from these people, and I'm glad my baby's crying. I'm out of here. But that baby needs to learn, like, okay, you want to scream and you want to test your voice. There are places to do that, and they need to figure out the distinction. And kids are so wicked friggin' smart. You use your you test your voice here. Do not test it here.
Right. Yeah, and travel with toys. Travel with distractions. I mean, it didn't also, I mean, also the clip short, but like, was she trying to interact with her baby? Like, hey, look at this. You know, hey, like, here's your car. You know, there's
an attempt.
Things, you know,
an attempt
goes a long way.
Right. There was no attempt.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That guy, was just that like, guy, deal with it.
That guy wasn't like, you need to leave. He was like, can you do something? That's yeah. It was a question, it seemed like.
Right, right.
Very respectful, too. I feel like she got lucky with, like, having that man be as respectful as he was,
right.
You know, like, or not, you know, you can get into, and she just took defense mode right away. Like, yeah. I can't do anything about this. It's like, well, yeah, you can, and you probably should, you know? It's like,
yeah.
You just got to read the room, read your kid, you know.
Read your kid. I love it. Thank you, Andrew.
Guys, have a good one.
You too.
You too.
That's exactly how we travel. We have like a little snack pack. We've got like a little thing with toys.
Got your emergency. You got your bag of tricks.
We also got lucky with just a great kid. Like he really doesn't get very fussy. But if he does, like there are options there. Do you want water?
Dude, all
you
have to do is look at him. And he sees daddy's face and he's like, ah, I'm happy now.
I agree with Andrew, though. Like, you got to just make an attempt. People see the attempt, and they'll leave you alone.
Right.
See, it was different when I was growing up. When I'd act up, my dad put me in the garage and start the car.
Jesus, AJ.
What?
There's no signs of that now.
No.
No.
None.
I'm having a good time doing this. I could keep doing it, by
AJ's
the way.
AJ's two suggestions were that and Stun Gun Jr. so far.
It's going to work.
Jason in Berlin, who's been on hold forever. Thank you, by the way.
That's all right, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome got about, back, AJ.
Hey.
We got about 2 minutes here.
It's called discipline is what it is. My mother had three kids. We were so very well taken care of. My mother never had to, if we started screaming, my mother would take me outside. I mean, yes, I got spanked back in the day. I mean, I'm 54. That's called discipline. You can't do that to a kid.
Wait. What do you mean discipline? All right, so wait, you would start crying, your mother would do what?
Would spank me, would, you know, show me discipline. That's it. You know, but now
sounds like Arnold. You lack discipline.
I know, but yeah. It worked. It worked. My mother, it's all about discipline. You got to discipline your kids, too. You know? I mean, I'm not saying beat your kids to death, but I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, I'm glad you're not saying that, because that would be weird. We'd have to look you up.
There'd be some follow-up calls,
Well, there's a different, parenting has come a long way, and it progresses as we go through time. And,
right.
Yeah, so.
Right. I agree. I know you guys probably all have kids. My mother was the most amazing mother ever, and she took good care of all three of us. So, you know, so. But I just wanted to say that woman is crazy, and she's so wrong.
She wanted the fight. She wanted it.
Was more interested in recording a fight.
She wanted the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wanted to show it to everybody too. And look at this. Look at this. You know, I mean, it's all about her.
Yeah. 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 All right. Thank you, Jason. Thank you for holding. How about them Dodgers?
No balls and a strike. Paez breaks his bat. Kirkring got to find it. Throws to the plate. Oh, my goodness. He throws it away. And the Dodgers win. And they are moving on to the NLCS. And a most improbable finish. And your heart breaks for Orion Kirkring.
Anthony Rodia in studio. Did you watch that last night?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm a Yankee fan, so I mean, I can't really talk. But if you're out there listening and you think you're having a bad day, just think of Kirkering.
Oh, that poor guy, man.
Is it me or does it sound like there's an Asian trying to pronounce his last name?
Orion Kirkering.
Right, it's a Kirkering. He's a Kirkering. It sounds like an Asian trying to say cooking. He's a Kirkering. I don't know. I laughed to myself last night when I heard his name. But, yeah, dude, that's like Little League, man. I mean, it's funny because when I was watching a game, I was looking at him when he was pitching, and I was looking at his eyes. And I used to pitch back in the day. And
you have the eye of the tiger or you're...
I mean, I like pressure. I played well under pressure. he looked scared. Like, he looked really nervous.
It's not the look you want from your pitcher or a general in war.
No, I mean, listen, I've never played in that situation, but you go to first, man. There's
you go to first.
Yeah.
You learn this when you're eight.
Yeah. I feel bad for him, but then again, you know, then you Google his paycheck. I don't feel bad for him.
Right. You know? Well, if, you know, you think about the Philadelphia fans.
Right.
You have to call your wife and say, get the kids, pack your stuff, get out of town.
Yeah.
I'm going to meet you in Vegas. Like, we're not going home.
Being a New Yorker and being a Giants fan and a Yankees fan, I'm sorry to all my Philly fans. I can't stand Philadelphia fans. I think I dislike Philadelphia sports fans more than Boston fans.
Wow.
And it had a lot to do with me getting hit in the back with a battery at an Eagles game and Giants game.
Okay.
Philly, you know, years ago.
That'll do it.
But they're hostile, man. You go there, you're not going to
They're rotten.
Oh, my God.
This is a
they're
good
so
lead
crazy.
Into what we've been talking about is encounters with horrible people.
I hate people.
Yeah. See? Yeah. You're gonna enjoy this segment. And by the way, AJ's... And we're going to get to the phones in a second, and we got a lot of great callers coming in. AJ is not here. He's home, but he's on the show.
Yes.
Hi, AJ.
Hey. What's up, Jared?
You look really good right now.
I know.
Not being here. That seat has never looked better. Why are you not here?
By the way,
when cancer.
Damn, I didn't roll this out right. So, Anthony, I told Anthony, AJ, that you're not here. And he goes, you're lazy.
Yeah.
And he goes, why isn't he here? I said, we'll talk about it on the air. Right. I said, call him lazy.
Am I set up? Is this going to be like I call him lazy and then I feel horrible about myself the whole ride home?
Yes.
Never.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
So why aren't you here?
Okay, so I diagnosed with multiple myeloma, went through all the treatments and everything. The latest one, they blasted me with chemo, put stem cells back.
Just say cancer.
Right now I'm rebooting.
Are you being dead serious right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
AJ, hold on. Chaz, you are beyond mean, dude.
That is...
You want me to call him lazy? Got you that chemo?
You called him
There's
lazy. I just said repeat it on the
you
air.
Guys. Dude, you See? Guys are not all there. And that's coming from someone that's not all there.
This is your encounter with a horrible person. This
dude,
is your
you
story.
Should actually make it a point to put into your contract that you're able to work from home for the rest of your career and leave this evil person in the studio by himself. That's horrible. Oh, yeah, call him lazy. Start off with that. Why aren't you here? I just got off done being chemoed, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, I don't have any hair.
Anymore. You got? Yeah. Are you lost? Well, you really had. I mean, not for nothing, but I mean, you were one of those
I
guys.
I had some hair.
You were holding on to every bit of those thin ass follicles.
That's right.
I mean, every time I see you, you know what your hair looked like? What are those plants called that you pick up and blow for good luck?
Oh, the dandelion?
Yeah. That's what your hair looked like.
Okay.
This would be
now
this
you're
be a
horrible.
Feel good portion of the show.
Just for the record, now you're officially horrible.
So,
okay.
Chemo actually helped your looks, but other than that, I hope you're right. Doing really well.
Oh,
this
thank
show,
you.
Oh my God! Thank God I'm wearing the evil eye bracelet on my wrist.
All right, let's get to these calls.
Oh,
horrible people.
God. Yeah, the person that stirred it. He's now calling everybody horrible. Oh, God.
Ed in East Haven.
Oh, boy. We're not getting any better.
No, we're not. But, Chaz, you were absolutely right a month ago when you yelled at me about Mr. Rodea. He is hysterical.
Oh,
when did
you,
I? What,
he didn't want
memory.
The tickets.
We were doing Stump the Chumps, and you were going to put me in the running for the tickets, but because I didn't know who he was, I told you to give them to someone that was going to use them, and you yelled at me about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you deserve
it. Did you end up coming to the show?
I did not. But listen, I watched your 2024 special, and it sent me down a three-hour rabbit hole of you. You are absolutely hysterical.
I appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
Ed, why didn't you go? Well, I'm at home with cancer right now.
Oh, my God.
Actually, he did have a car crash into his house. That is a real thing that
he
happened.
He did have a car crash into his house.
I don't know what a buddy of mine had that happen years ago. He's sitting in his living room watching TV.
Exactly.
A car comes through his living room wall. I said, what did you do? He goes, at first I sat there like, did I take mushrooms or is there a Buick? I said, wait a minute, your house got hit by a Buick? I said, the only thing worse would be like a Saturn, like discontinued.
It's usually older people driving Buicks.
Yeah.
It was a Honda Civic.
Well, I'm surprised it went through.
So, Ed, did you have an encounter with a...
It hit the stairs and crumbled.
Yeah.
It didn't actually penetrate the wall.
I'm thinking, was that your encounter with a horrible person?
No.
Okay.
No. No, I have enough of those.
Will you say you were a horrible person for not coming to my show?
Oh, I am absolutely an asshole. Thank you, Jeff, for that.
There you go.
All right. Okay. I like it.
But screaming kids don't bother me. You know the biggest problem? It's those people walking around the stores with their cell phones on speakerphone turned up to 48.
Yes. I want to smack it into the ceiling tiles every single time.
I don't care if Karen and Dan are cheating on Melissa and Bobby. I don't need to hear your conversation.
100% agree.
Well, if it's a cheating story, I might want to listen to that, but I agree. It's usually mundane stuff.
Yeah.
I'm nosy.
Or they're screaming so loud you can't understand the other person.
There was a guy that walked on the plane last week, and he's on speaker. He's got his little AirPods in. And, well, no, he had his AirPods, and he's like, yeah, now I'm going to make the meeting, but I want everyone on time. You better be there 15 minutes early. I'm like, hey, buddy. He goes, yeah. I go, I hope this plane gets delayed. He goes, what?
He was talking to air traffic control.
Just so you could miss the meeting that you're yelling at everybody to make. I'm like, sit down. Like, shut up. Nobody cares that you're a boss or a manager or whatever the hell you do. I can't stand people. I really can't.
You're going to love this segment, then. Thank you, Ed.
Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, Ed.
You too.
Hey, we're doing encounters with horrible people. Hey, my wife's on the phone.
Hey, good morning.
You're on a roll.
Yeah, thank you.
Chaz, that was terrible for you to set Anthony up like that.
Yeah, thanks. That's your hubby.
That's my
your
man. Hubby.
That's your little twinkle in your eye right there.
I don't know if it's twinkle now. It's more of a twitch.
You might have a sty.
It's a sty. I'm a sty in her eye.
There you go.
Anthony, I'd like to give you a friendly reminder of your last visit. You were sitting across from the man who cuts his long pasta.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you do that to me?
I remember that.
Oh.
Yeah. Guy eats spaghetti with scissors like a weirdo. you don't know if he's having dinner or giving a haircut. It's so weird. So weird.
It's so weird.
Did you have a story?
That might be worse.
I do.
Well, I'm going to assume that your husband is your encounter with a horrible person.
Married. Who's the sucker in this one?
Do you hear the truth and honesty in that laugh?
Oh, yeah.
That laugh.
That is true.
My wife does that. When someone asks her something bad about me, she's like, oh, I'm not going to answer. I'm like, you already did.
Yeah, you did with the sound.
Well, last week, I don't know who the horrible person is in this story, it's myself or the person I encountered. I was driving to work last week, and... driving down the street, and I see a school bus approaching me on the opposite side. So I said, okay, you know, and the yellow lights go on. So I hit my brakes, and then the red lights go on. I come to a stop. And, of course, it's one kid at the stop because, God forbid, there's a group of kids anymore. It's just one kid every 20 feet. So this little kid gets on. I watch him walk on. He sits down. The stop sign is still out. Guys, I swear on my mother that I literally just let off the brake, and I probably rolled 3 feet at best. And the lady driver, went insane. Her arms start flailing around. I see her mouth going really bad. So then I look over, and I'm like, oh, really? So then I wave my arms at her, and I'm yelling at her.
Which helps, by the way, when you start mocking them to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bad dance.
Wait, but did you pass the bus?
No. That's my point.
You know what I call her? She's a square badger.
What does that mean?
Like a security guard that has like a little bit of authority, but thinks they're like super cop.
Right.
She's one of those. She she drives a bus. She's miserable that she has to put up with kids all day. So she probably saw you, and every car she encounters, she's probably sitting there going, I dare you to roll past this stop sign.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then you almost did, and she flipped out.
It was just enough.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I'm going to take it.
Yeah, she's rolling. She's rolling towards the stop sign. Yeah, did she have, like, short hair built like a linebacker?
Stop.
I can't.
By the way, I haven't even plugged his show.
No.
Tomorrow, Anthony Rodia at the Palace Theater in Waterbury. And I got to tell you, him at the Palace is like him in his living room. It's really a special place to see him.
Thank you.
And they're celebrating Italian Heritage Month.
Oh, nice.
If you enter the code FAMILY when you're buying the tickets, you can save $15. So cool. Very cool. The show's tomorrow. Couple tickets left. Are you done?
Well, almost. I gave her the finger, and then she wouldn't close the sock.
You gave her the finger with kids on the bus.
Wait, hold on.
You win.
Did you just say that she wouldn't pull away the stop sign?
I swear to God, Anthony, she would not close the stop sign. So we're going back and forth. I see the kids. There was like three kids on the
bus. Does she know you could just roll through it? See, that's what I mean. That false sense of authority. Like, I'm going to stop the entire world.
But she flips off a bus with kids on it.
So what?
If the kid's sitting down, the stop sign is still out. You close the sign, you move on.
Listen, I'm going to make you feel better. I'm driving with my kids in a car, and a school bus passes by with, like, I don't know, they look like 12-year-old, like a softball team, and they're all getting crazy on the bus, and I waved and gave them, like, the salute, and one of the kids, like, was, like, pointing at me, teasing me. I gave the whole damn bus the finger. I don't care. I literally sat with my finger out the window and made sure I stayed level with that bus for at least a half a mile. And then as I was getting off the exit, I stuck my head out the window. I go, I hope you guys get blown out at your game. And I just pulled off. Yeah, so if it makes you feel better.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So now we'll have people together.
Okay. Well, I think Anthony's voting for the bus driver. I'm voting for you.
Of course.
That's AJ, tiebreaker?
Wow. So romantic.
Go for the bus driver.
Okay, very good. Bus driver wins.
Thanks, AJ.
This is a horrible joke.
Love you.
Love you, bye.
Because of what AJ's going through, horrible joke. And I was going to say it. It was on the tip of my tongue. And I'm like, should I? I'm like, yeah, why not? This show is already demented. I feel like we're experiencing the ghost of AJ. he's a spirit.
You hear the voice.
Yes.
You don't see him.
Yeah, like it's almost like I'm like, oh my God, does Chaz hear him or is it just me?
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary. With Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.